Okay, turn your Bible tonight to Deuteronomy chapter 12. This will be the beginning of what I'm going to call a message on why Christians should not have their children in the public school. Why Christians should not have their children in the public school. Deuteronomy chapter 12, verse 30. Take heed to thyself, that thou be not snared by following them, after that they be destroyed from before thee, and that thou inquire not after their gods, saying, how did these nations serve their gods? Even so will I do likewise. Thou shalt not do so unto the Lord thy God, for every abomination to the Lord which he hateth have they done unto their gods, for even their sons and their daughters have they burnt in the fire to their gods. Whatsoever thing I command you, observe to do it. Thou shalt not add thereto, nor diminish from it. Now think of it. Here is the people of God going into the land of Canaan. And they're to possess the land. They're to drive out all the inhabitants of the land. And while they're in the land, he says very specifically, don't even ask. Don't even ask how they worshiped their gods. Don't even ask. But we have a whole generation of Christian people that are sending their kids to a public school where they are teaching them the way of the gods of the land. What a tremendous, sad contradiction to the principles of the Word of God. You know, when I was in college, it was considered compromise and new evangelicalism for a Christian to teach in a public school. It was considered new evangelical and compromise for a Christian to teach in a public school. Now, that same institution, the majority of the teachers they produce teach in a public school. I wonder, do the public schools get better? Obviously not. And kind of the reasons for the message tonight is that obviously many of you do not send your children to a public school, most of you. But it just seems like in my thinking that Christians in general don't think the public school is so bad anymore. There has been a tremendous attitude shift among the people of God. There's become a great discernment shift among the people of God. You know, the Israelites, as they apostatized, you know what they did? They offered their children as sacrifice to the god Moloch. And the god of Moloch was a heathen god, and he had his arms stretched out like this. And they would build a fire under his arms, and they would take their babies, and they would offer them to that god. Of course, that's what the heathen did, were doing when they moved into the land. And we say, wow, how could people do such a thing? Offer their children to the gods of the land. And that is exactly, though, what the people of God are doing in spirit when they send their children to the public school. Now, I have some reasons to tell you why Christians should not send their kids to a public school. And I'm going to present three basic points here. They will not be exhaustive, or we'll be here longer than you want to be. But I am convinced Hosea 4:12 is truly true today. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. We live in a day in which people's understanding of the issues, of the times, of God's plan, of God's doing, it almost seems like it's just evaporated, the knowledge of right and wrong, and a perception of the ways of God, and how evil the world is. It just seems like the Christian world has become dull and dead in their knowledge. And hopefully we're going to stir up some few paths here tonight, some little brain cells, but also some conscience cells. Well, why should Christians not send their children to public schools? I have three important principles we want to cover. Number one, because of the inferior academics and the weak philosophy of education found in the public school. Because of the inferior academics and the weak philosophy of education that is found in the public school system. You know, it is irritating. Not, I understand it though. But it is almost irritating when someone says, tell me about your education standards at your Christian school. It shows to me they are total oblivious of the weak philosophy of education in the public school and the inferior academics. Now, the second point is the ungodly atmosphere of the public school. The ungodly atmosphere of the public school. So I think about that. I think we'll get there. I better not preach the sermon. Number three, because of the anti-God agenda of public education. Because of the anti-God agenda of the public education. A willful, purposeful agenda to take young minds and twist them for anti-God purposes. Not accidental, not by mistake, not inadvertently, but purposeful. Anti-God agenda of the public school. I don't know how far we're going to get. But first of all, the inferior academics and weak philosophy of education leave students. Let's go to Hosea 4:12. And I think that's good to go and look at the Word of God and see a principle in the Word of God here. Hosea 4 and verse 12. My people ask counsel at their stocks, and their staff declareth unto them. Oh, wait, 4:12. I'm sorry. Yeah, am I right? Why am I got the wrong verse? Okay. What's the right verse? I'm sorry, that's right. No. 4:6, yes, there we go. Thank you. Don't even know my Bible. Better get a new preacher, send him back to school. Pray for him. I'm 65 now, I feel a little bit of dementia. My people, Hosea 4:6, my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee. And thou shalt be no priest to me, seeing that thou hast forgotten the law of thy God. I will also forget thy children. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Notice there is a willful aspect to this. But let's talk about the inferior academics and philosophy of education in public school. Number one, history. In the public school, students are not taught the truth of real history. U.S. history is intricately intertwined with revival and the Bible and true Bible Christianity. The Bill of Rights, which made America the first country in the history of the world with religious liberty, was a result of the influence of Bible-believing Baptists. The history of America is intertwined with the history of revival and the Bible and God, fearing people, God-honoring Baptists. It's very unlikely that you will learn any of that. If you learn any of that in the public school, it would be so twisted, it would be far from the truth and teach the opposite. They call that history? How can it be history when the most vital facts of history are left out? It's not history, it's propaganda. History has to be accurate, truthful, correct, right perspective. If it isn't, it's less than history. World history. Think of world history. You know what? We don't have to think too far about that. But let me ask you a question. What is the most important event in the history of the world? Truthfully, what is the most important event in the history of the world? The birth of Jesus Christ. The most central, essential, important truth of the history of the world is the birth of Jesus Christ. If it is mentioned in the public curriculum, it might be that maybe it happened. Now, how can you take the most important event in the history of the world and make it almost insignificantly nothing and have a right perspective of history? It is impossible. And we can go to a number of different areas of education, public school. Science. Public school science is intertwined and not only intertwined, but fully propagating evolution. Wish I had my little chalkboard here and give you some art lessons. But you know, the fossil record has not one single evidence of evolution. Now, if evolution was true, that means we would, every developed life form that we know today, it would have started off over here. And billions of years it would have taken to develop to this form. Then it would take billions and billions of years to develop this form. And billions of years to develop this form. And then billions and billions of years to develop this form. And then this form and this form and this form and this form and this form. And then finally we would have the fully developed form that we see today. And it would take billions of years. And there would have to be billions and billions of fossil evidence of that. We find none. All fossil evidence is of fully developed beings that are existent today. No intermediate forms. The mathematics would tell you that the fossil record should have some minuscule amount of the fully developed and some massive amount of all the other forms, and there's none. And that is the bottom line of science. That's the bottom line of science. The Bible says, my Bible says this. Romans 1. Verse 20. For the invisible things of God, of Him, from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so they are without excuse. Now God says they're clearly seen. Clearly seen. I go up to these people at university and I say, hey, when you see a butterfly, what do you see? And they said, well, butterfly. And I say, you know what I see? I see God. That little creature, 10,000 different lenses in its eyes. 10,000. Wow. His power is clearly seen from the things that are. Now let me ask you a question. Is that science? When they can't see what's clearly seen? No, you know what it is? It's propaganda. You know what it is? It's an agenda. It's an agenda to twist the minds of young people. It's not an accident. It says, don't even inquire after how they worship their gods. And yet they send their children to be indoctrinated by them. That's the world we live in. You know, what about writing? Did you know that our new Secretary of U.S. Treasury cannot write his name? He can print his name, but he can't write cursive. Because he was not taught cursive. And so they had to tell him, instruct and put a little bit of a swirl at the end of every letter. So it would kind of look like cursive. Because he can't write cursive. You know, I went to school at Maranatha in 1970 to 72. I had a roommate from California. He couldn't write cursive because they, for a long time ago, the Nutt Education Center of California had stopped teaching cursive. Now, why do I think you ought to teach cursive? Because cursive teaches neatness, motor skills, coordination, reflects on God as orderly, beautiful, artistic, skillful. Lack of cursive skills hinders note-taking, slows classroom efficiency, makes tests take longer, makes student less able to keep up with lecture, etc. Many reasons. I call that an inferior educational philosophy that is permeated in our public schools. Think about this. I'm not proposing to be a number expert. I just think I know the Bible better than I know education. And I think God is the one who created all facts. And that's what we go from. Let me ask a question. Is 6 + 1 = 7? No, it isn't. In base 6, 6 + 1 is 11, isn't it? 11. Let me ask a question. Did God create in the world in base 10 or base 6? Base 10 is our numbering system. 1 through 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Now you add 1. Okay. 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. 21, 22. Okay, base 10. Every time you get to 10, you carry the 1. You understand? That's base 10. That's the numbering system of the Bible. Is the numbering system of the Bible absolute or is it relative? Absolute. Is there an infinity in numbers? Is there? There's only one infinity. That's God. I say the modern math, including the fuzzy math that's taught in Common Core curriculum, is about destroying the absolute nature of God. And the public schools are about destroying the principle of absolutes. God is absolute. Truth is absolute. Morals are absolute. Numbers are absolute. Knowledge is absolute. It's all relative. Now, that's my opinion on that one, but I think I'm right. Because I know the effect that learning those things had upon me as an unsaved man. A subtle attack on God. And it's not truth. You can make base 6 and you can make base 7 and you can make base 8, but that is not God's numbering system. What other things could we talk about? I suppose we could talk about other subjects. We could talk about language. We could talk about reading. Years ago, book was written, Why Johnny Can't Read. And the sad thing is, the political agenda in the public school is far more important than teaching reading. But we aren't going to go there. But the educational system of public school is inferior. We haven't gotten into some of the other aspects of public education. But let's go on to the next subject. Let's talk about the ungodly atmosphere of a public school. Turn with me to 2 Peter. Verse chapter 2, verse 8. And it says, verse 7, he delivered just lot. Just means he was righteous. That means he was justified by faith in the coming Messiah. He was vexed with the filthy conversation of the wicked. For that righteous man dwelling among them, in seeing and hearing, vexed his righteous soul from day to day with their unlawful deeds. Now, how does the Bible say that the soul of a righteous man is worn down? And how is the soul of Lot worn down? Seeing and hearing. Seeing and hearing. public school is full of anti-God values that weakens the conscience, twists moral values, and deadens souls. Our experience at the university is that these young people at the university, most of these young people going to the university that claim to be saved, they're not very good salt. They're silent. They say, we're here for a witness. I talked to a fine young black man, and he said, I'm Christian, and I realized that his theology was wrong because he believed he could lose your salvation like most black churches do, and so I don't know if he really was saved, but I said, what are you doing here? I said, over 90% of everything you hear, you know, in the general education department here is anti-God. It's filling your mind with all of that stuff. Why are you here? He says, I'm here to be a witness. He says, I'm the president of the Black Christian Fellowship. And he said, here's my card. And I said, okay. I says, how many people have you led to the Lord? Said, none. None. I've talked to other people, claim to be saved. I says, how's your witnessing going? They said, oh, no one would want to hear what I have to say. Or they say, I say, what was the people's response to your witness here? And they said, I haven't done it. You haven't done it? Really? We had a young lady came to our Bible study last year, and she said, you know, in the public school, I witnessed some, but when I've gotten here, I've witnessed almost none. I'm afraid. Afraid to, you know what? They've been silenced. And there's a lot of reasons why they've been silenced, but one of the reasons is the ungodly atmosphere in seeing and hearing. So what are you going to see in the public school? What are you going to see in public school? You know what you're going to see? There's a young man put a little article on the web about Maquonago High School. Said, I wouldn't send anyone to Maquonago High School because as I went to school, I saw drug dealings right in the halls. And teachers knew they were happening and they didn't do anything about it. Another article in paper says that the Maquonago School District is asking that there have policemen in the elementary schools because of the level of violence that's taking place. What are the statistics of the kind of people that your children would be rubbing shoulders with in the public schools? What kind of people? Well, what do they say? ~42% of the students in the state of Wisconsin are sexually active. 42%. Think they're quiet about it? You know, I was in 1968. I was in high school, Waukesha High School. It was actually 1966. We're in English class. And that's where all the propaganda stuff is introduced in the public school's English class. And I remember as an unsaved man, young man, going to this class. And I remember my friend Dave, he stood up in class. He says, you know, he says, as far as I know, most everybody in this school is sexually active, and I'm not, and I think I feel like I'm weird. You talk about pressure. That's pressure, isn't it? This is in 1966. About 1988, we had a family here, and they wouldn't send their children to public Christian school. So their daughter went to Parkview Middle School, and the dad came to me and says, "You know what, my daughter's really upset. Because it seems like everybody in that school is sexually active. And she isn't. And she is having a hard time handling it." This is Maquonago, 25 years ago. What is it like today? What about drug usage? What about marijuana usage? Percentage of public school students reporting the use of marijuana in the last year. 12th graders, almost 40%. 8th graders, 18%. In seeing and hearing, I told him, you remember a young man talking about East Troy High School, and he said, "You know, it is gross. These homosexuals are embracing in the hallways." Embracing in the hallways. They see it every day. Seeing and hearing, they vex their righteous souls. Is that something that you want to see? What effect does it have on the soul of a child? It does exactly what it did to Lot. By the time he had spent enough time in Sodom and Gomorrah and had his soul vexed by seeing and hearing, and by the way, TV does the same thing. He said, "Oh, that's a wicked sin, this homosexuality. Why don't you just take my daughters and you can abuse them sexually all night. It's okay." You talk about perverted thinking. You know how he got there? Seeing and hearing. You know what? In the public school, immodest dress is everyday occurrence. Immodest dress. I would not want to attend public school one day. Nonetheless, every day. Nonetheless, have naive girls and fleshly flirty girls around you all the time. What about the dance? Public school is all about the dance. That's the social status of the public school, the dance. Seventh grade, you need to go to the dance. It's immoral. It's wrong. But it's normal. And if you don't do it, you're more than an oddball. Talk about peer pressure. What about drinking? What about drinking? What about drinking parties? What about drugs? You know, I went to Waukesha High School, graduated in 1968. Waukesha High School South was in the midst of the rich district of Waukesha. And so we had a distinct student body. We had a small element that grew up around Main Street and Screamers Preach, and they were the greasers. And then you had all the athletes and the cheerleaders and a lot of the students, and they were the up and elite. They had their parties, the greasers had their parties, and they smoked and they drank. But the elite, they had their parties too. Cheerleaders, they had their parties. But it was okay, because they had nice houses. They drove nice cars. They had nice clothes. They sinned sophisticatedly. They had their drinking. They had their immorality. It was the way it was. That was a long time ago. Think it got better? What about music? Rock music pervades the public school, pervades the whole atmosphere, pervades the sound system, pervades the music program, pervades the halls, pervades the games, pervades the cars, the radios, the iPhone, I mean everything. Rock music. Everywhere. All day. Every day. Rock music. What about the influence of a broken society? Young people. Increasingly, 40% of young people in America do not live with both parents. That means there's broken homes. That means there's divorces. That means there's live-in girlfriends, live-in boyfriends, multiple marriages, multiple mixed families, and all the problems that go with it. And they bring all the problems to school every day. Little parental authority, little authority of any nature. You have dysfunctional families through their children influencing children every day. And dysfunctional has become so normal that it becomes normal. The atmosphere. Hollywood. And Hollywood stars, movies, rock stars, rock musicians, everywhere. That's the whole atmosphere of the public school. And God is not allowed in the classroom. Yoga? Islam? Meditation? New Age? Everywhere. God outlawed. Does it sound like a Christian atmosphere? Does it sound like an atmosphere that you as a full adult would want to spend your life in? Nonetheless, taking the tender minds and souls of children and leaving them there. And I'd have to say anything that I'm saying is far less than it really is. No exaggeration here. It's far worse than that. It's far worse than that. Now, let's talk about the agenda of the public schools. The agenda. I like us to think about the agenda of the public schools. Do they have an agenda? You know what? I think the public school has some nice teachers. Nice people. Talk to them about God, though. You'll find out how nice they are. But I'm sure there's some nice people there. I'm sure there's some people who'd like the best for the students. But that does not end the actuality that the public school system has an agenda. What is their agenda? It's rooted in their atheistic anti-God belief system. What is their atheistic anti-God system? Number one, psychology. Number one tenet of psychology is what? Do you know? Do you know? Let's stop right there. Now, this is Fundamental Church. You hear a lot of preaching here. What about these places that have all the mushroom, marshmallow preaching? If you don't know what the basic fundamental tenet of modern psychology may, should fire your preacher. But I have people say, well, I talk to my child. I talk to him. I find out what's going on there. Oh, yeah, they don't even know what they're teaching. Public school system is rooted in modern psychology, which is the basic belief that man is not a sinner. Man is not a sinner. The whole system is based on the rejection of the Bible truth that man is born a sinner. And anybody who does not know that could send their child to public school and their child would be totally brainwashed and they wouldn't even know it. Man is born a sinner. That belief comes across in a lot of different ways. One of it comes across in the belief that you should not ban any textbooks or books. Because you are not a soul, and you are not a sinner. You are a machine, you are a physical being, and that's all you are. And therefore, if you see pornography, no problem. Because you aren't a real soul. You aren't a sinner. You are just mechanical. You are just an animal. So, nothing should be banned. And that's exactly what the public school system philosophy is. No banning of books. Because they need to be able to expose themselves to anything and everything except the truth. I say to men, and most men will be honest enough to say this, I say, talk to any man, he can tell you the first time he saw pornography. He will never forget it. Ever. It's wicked. It puts an indelible, defiling effect upon a person's soul. Public school, don't ban it. Common core curriculum. Even some unsaved people have said common core curriculum. There's a great deal of its material that he said I would call pornographic. And this is going to be foisted on every child in America. They have an agenda. It's rooted in modern psychology. They have an agenda. Their agenda is that homosexuality is a normal lifestyle. And that anyone who says anything that to the contrary is a bigot and a hateful person. And that they should be eliminated, locked up, charged with a crime, called a terrorist, or ever such thing. In California, they're foisting these beliefs on kindergarten children. They're having homosexual teachers or guests teach the children about homosexual lifestyle. And it cannot be objected to because homosexual marriage is legal in the state of California. The public school system is not allowed to have discrimination in hiring. And so the public school system is a haven for homosexuals, lesbians, transvestites, and all other perverts. And they cannot be banned. They cannot be fired. And they have a purpose there. To foist their beliefs on children. It's not innocent. It's not accidental. It's purposeful. And it starts all the way down in kindergarten. Sex education. Every student in public school is forced to take health class. And health class is a sex education class. Now, let me ask a question. In the public school, is man a moral, spiritual being created in the image of God? Or is he an animal evolved from whatever and is merely a physical existence? Now, the state of Wisconsin passed a law that said that that sex education has to be abstinence-based. But don't be fooled by such foolishness. I can tell you exactly how it comes across, even though I haven't been there. The teacher will say, well, if you don't want to get pregnant, the 100% guarantee is be abstinent. But they aren't going to tell you that relations outside of marriage is immoral. They aren't going to tell you it's against God's law. They aren't going to tell you it destroys your conscience. They aren't going to tell you that it destroys your soul. They won't tell you that it will defile your mind and your body and your being. They won't tell you it because they don't believe man is a moral being. And so their teaching is merely an encouragement for improper relationships. because it's not taught in the context of morality. It's not taught in the context of God's law. It's not taught in the context of a conscience. Not taught in any of that context. And it is merely a twisting of the morals of children. I heard of a young lady in a school, and she's in the hospital. Terrible pains. Parents, what do we do? I mean, these terrible pains. Can't figure out what these pains are. Terrible pains. Had one doctor, couldn't figure it out. Had another doctor. Called this one other doctor. Talks to the girl. Says, give her some Pepto-Bismol. Pains start to go away. What's happening? Her mom and daddy were trying to raise her as a moral person. She's in the public school. Sex education classes. They're going on now, this time, the end of the year. And her friends talking about their explorations and their exploits, has all this pressure from the teachers, from the program, from the students. And then she's got pressure from home, and her body is caught in the middle. Is that just one person? No, it's one person who didn't give in compared to the hundreds and thousands who gave in. That goes on every day, public school. They have an agenda. Do you know how many births today are from out of wedlock parents today? Do you understand? It's almost I think in the age group of 18 to 24, the vast majority of all births are outside of wedlock. The vast majority of all births between of mothers between 18 and 24 are out of wedlock births. That's our society. You know, public school has an agenda. You know, our president said that the greatest issue today in America, he didn't say it this way, it's not homosexual marriage. He didn't say the degrading of our society. He didn't say, he said the greatest issue today facing America is climate change. Said that in the State of His Union address. Common Core curriculum says by eighth grade, students should understand that human activities such as the release of greenhouse gases from burning fossil fuels, no wood stoves anymore, are major factors in the current rise in Earth's mean surface temperature, global warming. That's called brainwashing. The man who owned or started the Weather Channel said there is no evidence of Earth's warming for the last 18 years. No evidence. And yet every eighth grader will be taught the evils of burning fossil fuels. There's not one lick that the Bible says maybe drought comes from God and is a judgment of God on a nation. We could go on. What about socialism. Children are children of the state. They are not a gift to parents. And parents do not have the duty to raise them in the stead for God. Children are the children of the state. There's a huge political agenda in the public schools. One parent I talked to said, you know, when the teachers from Aquinago High School, on their day off to expand their education, all went up to Madison to protest Walker's stand against the union monopoly that was draining taxpayers' money, says, and teacher said, now you don't, we're telling the children, now you don't have to agree with your parents. If they voted for Walker, you don't have to agree with them. A definite political agenda. Now, those are just some surface things. Some surface things. What is the result? Here's the result. If the salt hath lost its savor, it is therefore good for nothing, but to be cast under the foot of men and to be trodden down. Not quoting exactly right. What is happening? We have unbiblical thinking in the lives of Christians. God says, don't even ask about how they live. Have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness. Blessed is man that walks not in the counsel of the ungodly. Teach these commandments diligently to your children all day long. Don't even ask about the things of the nations. What fellowship hath light with darkness? What concord hath Christ with Belial? Come out from among them and be separate, saith the Lord, touch not the unclean thing. What's the result? We have a whole generation of Christian young people in the public school who have lost their conscience, have lost their thinking skills, have lost their morals, at least in their mind, have lost their boldness because they are convinced that what the Bible says probably can be, is wrong. They're silent. 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 Afraid. Confused. Misinformed. Without knowledge. Their salt have lost its savor almost to a great effect. I remember when I went to the University of Wisconsin, I was saved there. I was a student leader there. I got saved and became a leader in Campus Crusade, and was part of the soul winning team and part of that organization. And in that sense, the word, I don't know, I guess that I was probably, a stronger Christian than most anybody else on campus, at least that we knew of. Then I went to Maranatha. God called me there. And after a couple months at Maranatha, I said to myself, Ron? You know, you thought you were doing pretty good at that university.
But you know, that thinking really got you, didn't it? You accepted a lot of that teaching. And it affected your mind. It affected your thoughts. It affected your whole outlook on life. And it was wrong. And you didn't even know it. Here's the question. You answered, should Christian parents send their children to the public school? What does the evidence say? The evidence of their inferior curriculum, of their inferior educational philosophy, of the ungodly atmosphere and the peer pressure that's associated with it, and the actual anti-God agenda that is foisted purposely on children. Should Christians send their Christian people send their children to a public school? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Would you tell your child to go into the lion's den? Would you tell your child to go to the zoo and go on, cross over the line there, jump over the moat and go into the lion's den and pet the lion? They're pretty. They have nice teeth. Would you do it? Well, the public school is a spiritual lion's den. You know, one of the reasons I'm giving this message is for our young people. Because if I could guess the thinking of some of our young people, I think, and maybe some parents, I think that they think it wouldn't be so bad. It wouldn't be so bad. And I'm preaching this so that you realize two things. One is that it is really bad. And number two, that if you think that, your thinking is way off. And you are far, in your thinking, you are very far from truth. Very far from truth. And very far from being wise. Now, if I was a parent, and sometimes parents are in a tough spot, I tell you what. Now, I realize there's lots of factors. But, you know, I'd sell my house. I'd sell my car before I would send my child to public school. I would get rid of all my money rather than send my child to a public school. I would sacrifice anything rather than do that. There is no price too high for the soul of your child. None. Some people say, I like sports. Maybe that shows who your God is. That would be more important than all these Bible principles and the truth. Maybe your God was money. I can't afford it. Oh, there's nobody that can afford not. There's no one who can afford to send their child to public school, period. Money has become our God. You know what? They're winning. They're winning. They're winning. I'm not sure if it is Ken Ham who wrote the book. But he said that 70 to 80% of all the young people in evangelical Christianity will walk away from God. You know why? Their soul, their morals, their conscience have been stolen by the public schools, by higher education, plus other things. We're losing big time. More and more young people, Christian young people, are going to the public school than ever before. And give it 10 years. I dare say, my soul, there would be some young people in this church that would send their children to a public school. My soul, oh, I'd rather be dead than hear that. Oh, oh. Sacrificing the children to the God of Moloch. And yet it's happening everywhere. You know, if God can answer Hannah's prayer, God can answer your prayer if you're desperate for your children. If you're desperate, God can answer your prayer. He can make it happen. Because there's nothing more important on this earth, in one sense of the word, than our own children. Amen. Let's close in prayer. Father, we live in terrible, troublous, perilous times. Lord, it seems that the facts are ignored, and people are in oblivion because of convenience, because of feelings, because of sports, because of peer pressure, because of the world. Lord, God, we need to get back to truth. We need to get back to truth. We need to get back to thinking correctly. Lord, I pray that you'll use this message in the hearts of our young people. Convict them. Somehow, Lord, convince them that their thinking has been in daydream land, to think that the public schools are just a little bad. It wouldn't be too bad. Lord, I pray that moms and dads would be encouraged in this day in which there are very few that are willing to take the effort and the money to really believe in the importance of Christian education. Lord, work a miracle, Lord, in hearts tonight for mothers and for dads, that they would get a vision for their children. And that, Lord, that you might work in their hearts to pray big prayers for their children's sake. And Lord, we pray that you would be glorified, and there might be a new generation that would be raised up that believe heart, soul, and mind in raising their children with Christian education. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.